brach is Baruch Aleinu, which is the brach of Parnassah. So, a few things before we get to what the Maral says here. Let's talk about a few nekudas. First of all, Chazal put the inyan of Parnassah as one of the really main pillars of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach and the Bria. Chazal said that the three mafteches, and some say four mafteches, that were not given over to Malachim, so that there's Tchias HaMesim, there's Leda, and there's Parnassah, Gshamim. Gshamim, Parnassah, it's pretty much the same thing. That puts it, in other words, the two most critical junctions are being born and dying, and that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not a Malach. And then Parnassah, Gshamim, which seems to be putting it on that par. What's the inyan? So I'm going to read a little bit. The Maral speaks in the Siva Solom, Siva Voda, on Birchas HaMazon. He says, HaBrocha She'ike BeBrochas is Birchas HaMazon. And then he brings a Chazal. It says more in Aver Pesachim, Koshim Mezoinos Adam Yoisim Min HaGeula, that Mezoinos are harder, Parnassah is harder than Geula, which is incredible for us. We seem to be in Golos. A lot of us seem to be doing well in Parnassah, and doesn't seem all that easy to get at it. But Chazal say, the ilu begula says a malach hakolos mikol ra, and therefore it only requires a malach to do it. That's a gemara in Pesachim. So it's a malach that's goel you, so you don't need the full brunt of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And for Parnassah and Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's the pshat? So the Maral says as follows: the situation of Golas is an unnatural situation where somebody is in a Rishus that he's not supposed to be. We're not supposed to be where we are. So there's something unnatural. So let's give a mushel. Imagine if somebody dislocates an arm. So it requires sometimes a lot of effort to snap the arm back into place. But when you snap it back into place, it's done. That's one. And even if it's hard, but at some point, it slips into place. And the reason is because it's natural for the arm to be in that place. That's its natural position. Let's say somebody chasson is buried under a lot of rubble. So it takes a lot of effort to undo that. But once it's undone, the person is free. And then he's really free. Masha'en kein parnasa. So a malach is, since this is something that is an unnatural happening, so the malach can undo it. It's a specific issue, and that can be undone. Parnassah is very, very different. Parnassah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria with a lack. In other words, the Bria itself has kiyum al tnai. In the Leda, which describes a person's kiyum, and in the Misa, which describes a person's lack of kiyum, there's also a middle ongoing kiyum with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Parnassah. So it's a me'ein of the, it's not the pshat that it's taking away a problem, it's the etzem chiyus ha'odom is totally in Parnassah, and an ongoing thing. So just like we recognize that Kashrus Mechadish Tuvah Choyim Tamid, there's a constant Bria, but the constant Chiddush, even though every morning or every moment there's a new Bria from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the new Bria is not different than the old Bria. It's, on the one hand, it's a Hemshech, even though I live now because I'm living now, but I look like a minute after the minute before. It's not the Pshat, I look like a newborn baby every minute. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiddush, even in the ongoing hemshech of it. I want to add a fine nuance, a fine thought about it. In a sense, we are most impressed when a person sees a child being born. It's a very, very moving moment. It's something like a yesh mayim. In a certain sense, This, as far as we were concerned, the child didn't exist. I mean, the sonogram is a very shvach representation of the child. Doesn't really, as far as we're concerned, there's nothing. the woman's expecting, that's it. And in 1 minute, somebody who wasn't there is there. It's a very, very, it's a very, very powerful, it's an incredibly powerful experience because there's Yesh Mayim. Lolenu, the opposite, I've been in my life two or three times by Yetzias Neshama, is also, there's something about it extremely, extremely moving, because the idea of Yesh Le'ayin is also, it's something we don't cope with. The Yesh Me'ayin we don't cope with. Teva, which means things are as they are once they're in place, obviously strikes us as being normal. The idea that we can deher in Teva an ongoing need, and it's a certain, let's abstract it a minute, it's a certain hemshich that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mamshich ha'ara of Yesh Me'ayin into the Bria to allow us to look up to it. Because, to look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created us with a battery pack of sorts. We're born with what, we're born to live as many years as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just given us whatever we need, and when we exhaust the battery, it's over. It could have created a whole Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria where, in one sense, in one aspect, it's ongoing. In one aspect, it requires constant hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to keep us going. That's a very, very, it's as if, to use words that are used more kadmonim, it's as if a certain ha'ara of Yesh Me'ayin found its way into the world of Yesh Me'yesh. That's the one place, so Parnasa, it's not just b'mikra, now I need something, a particular need. All the other needs, refuah is an unnatural occurrence. It's machla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, reino v'nyenu is an unnatural matziv. That's what he says. For Golos, these are matzavim where the Bria is twisted out of shape. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into shape. The only thing that we can mesiachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu on an ongoing basis, that this is something that we need to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is this thing. And the Velt says, very famous, you probably heard many times, it says about the Nachash. The ultimate klala to the Nachash was that he'll eat offer. And to us, the question is, where's a klala? I mean, it's the most readily available thing, and you know, if for us, we would be able to just tap into ATM machine without having money in the bank, or wherever we went, there'd be availability, ready availability. What's the klala? We would see that as a bracha. The answer is, it's the nachash is totally cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lives with a battery pack. As far as the Nachash is concerned, his kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a Nachash in his world for every reason, and that's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashpi anymore on him. When a person's ongoing chiyus, the fact that we need a constant flow, a constant infusion, it tells me, gives me that sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person's parnasa, a person being small on parnasa, requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because this is akin to Bria Solom. It's my ongoing chiyus. In the slang of Chassidish Yidden, Parnas is called chiyuna. It's an ongoing chiyus. The Zohar says over here, Kol man de matzli tzlusa legabe kachibucha mezayne. A person who's mispal to kachibucha mezaynes, Gorim the Yizbarach kol yoima al yodei. He's Gorim that every day is Yizbarach through him. Hahu ilona de mazn de kulabei. Every day this ilon of mazn, which includes everything, is Yizbarach. Be'af al gav the shtakachime. Even though a person has parnasa, boy le mishal kam kachbich nis the esan kachbich baruch uve le tzalo atzus ha-mazayin kol yoim et imispal every day on mazaynes. In other words, the kiyum of mezaynus is daily, and it allows every day to become its own mitzias of hemshich of hashpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like we have zelum asek korbanis, a korban tamid is the lechem kaviyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Lechem Ishai. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's the avoda that is constant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parnasa is the constancy. That's why Parnasa is daily, because in that sense we need to eat every day. A tainus is a complete day that we didn't eat. The mon was once a day came to us. The every day has in itself a mecharis du hoyom tamid. In other words, after our beginning and end. And there's a beginning of year and end of year, we'll see in a second. There's the day is that unit of what my lechem is today. That is something which is Kazarish Baruch Hu. You see that minimally Chazal speak about Lavkal Adam Zechel Shtei Shulchanos. They used to, a normal person would eat two meals, minimum was one meal. So the lechem chuki, the yom yom, the lechem chuki, that's this hashpah of Parnassah. That's one point. So one point is the tefillah of Parnassah includes in itself a type of hashpah that's not shaykh to anything else. Everything else is a problem that hashpah takes care of. This is the etzem constant renewal of hashpah of chiyus to a person. It's one nekuda. The next nekuda is we talk about shanim over here, and the rishonim talk about this. The Rishonim, Baruch HaLeinu Hashana. We talk about Shana, and I guess in a general way, the year is something. The crop grows over years. So if you have a parnasa, the unit is a year. That's Pashup Shad over here. Even though you spell every day, but you spell for the Shana because that's the Sharish of Parnasa. The Rishonim bring over here Psu Apasik. He says. It's a pasuk. And the Avodah also brings saying, but Tzivi says bechosachem uberachtil chem es hashanim. So the unit of growing is shana. So even though we need parnasa every day, but and this is an important yisoid in tefillah in general. You even though every tefillah is a hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving it, we're not allowed to ask for things b'derech neis. We're not allowed to ask for things shaloi k'derech hateva. I always say, you know, our instinct would be that when you mispala refa'inu, we're mispala for a neis, where you just wake up healed in the morning. When you start Baruch Aleinu, you wake up winning the proverbial lottery ticket. That's not the bracha. The bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mamshech it through the world. And tefillah is never a desire to subvert the natural process. It's a desire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mashpia through the natural process. So even though our need for lechem is daily, the tefillah is yearly. This hesber has a lot to do also with mekubalim, who gave us in each bracha different shemes that you're supposed to mechaven and so on. The reason is because that's the mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to mashpia. So even though our need is daily, and in a certain sense our sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being connected is every single minute that this hashpah is coming to us, still it's something which is the mahalach hativi is through the year. One more nekuda. This is the maral over here. Now you can look inside. I don't need my sheet if you want the sheet because I have to save here. Baruch HaLeinu, Birchas HaShanim, Omer Perek HaKoyrei, Umar Ro Loma Birchas HaShanim Batshi. Why in the ninth you have Shi? Omer Abazander Kineged Mafkei She'orim. It's Kineged the people who hoard the Chsiv Shvar Zroi Resha. V'dovid Ke'omer Batshi Yisomra. Adkan. So since there were people in those days that were manipulators, they would hoard money and they would take all the tefillah, they would hoard it, and they would pump up the prices unnaturally. So therefore they were considered Rishoyim and the tefillah was Rishoyim. So that, and that's why we mispal Baruch HaLeinu. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a shefa parnasa that these people shouldn't succeed and so on. V'rash is al pir shom in mayin afkir shor midabed chsiv yeroi v'lachtev ani. It says that they gang up to rob a poor person. Do the robbers, I mean, why would robbers look for aniyim? I mean, robbers look for the usher who oirev. There are some people that prey on poor people, and that is people who are mafkir shar. So he says, that's what Rashi says, he argues in it, and he says, that's not why it's Rasha. Avla Pirush, next line, they begin to happen. Kishem Rasha yupal al oisoy hayyotim and aseda roi asheseda shem yisbarach. Was it Nikar Krasha? Somebody that works outside of the Seda, because Baruch was Masada, that person is called a Rasha. Ulefika mafkir shem, it seems Seda oilim and ashir ve mafkir nasha, ze Rasha itzan tzakashem. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this a lot, because it's something that's very relevant. It's maybe off the tefillah subject per se, but I think it's very, very relevant to understand. We're mechunach in yeshivas that we ought to sit and learn all the time, and be also going to turn avirah and live in a oifin Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives money. That is a mahalach that we were zochet to once upon a time when we were in the midbar. It's a mahalach we will be zeichet to. It's a mahalach that Shevet Levi is zeichet to. And anyone that's not Valibra is zeichet to that mahalach Shevet Levi. That's l'maisa. A vast majority of us don't have that mahalach. It's Shevet Levi is a percentage of Klal Yisrael. And if it's up to not Veruchoi, it might be a smaller percentage. And so on. So a person is Osik Nyani Olam. There's a piece, because there's not enough spoken about in Yani Olam, then we don't have a lot of times a sense of Torah Derecherets, in the sense that the Torah puts values around Derecherets also. And let's go through an important nekudah here. The world, when a person is working, so we always think of it in a selfish way. I need parnasa, so I have to do something, so I have a job, so I make money. And there's nothing valuable about my working, except I need parnasa, tough luck. That's what I have to do. That's not the Torah de Kashkafa. A person who's working is being osik bi yeshuva shalolo. Someone who doesn't work is pasul for edus. Because one of the reasons is because I'm osik yeshuva shalolo, and that includes types. Chazal distinguish between different types of enterprises. The enterprises are osik yeshuva shalolo, enterprises that are not. If I play cards and I'm good at it, and I'm able to make a very, very nice parnasa playing cards, I, at the end of the day, the world has not gained anything from my playing cards. The world doesn't have anything more or less because I played cards. So I wasn't osik yeshuva shalolam. I did nothing for the bria, and in a certain sense, that is even if I make a lot of money and I use the money for good things, the core of it is I did nothing to improve the world. Normally, when a person is osik in any type of industry, he's osik yeshuva shalolam. So the person plows the field, he grows crops, he builds houses, he builds roads, he makes clothing, he heals people. Those are all things that added something to this world. And if a person's attitude is like that, then it's positive. Let's go to one nekuda that becomes very, very iffy about osik yeshuva shalolam, and that is business. So everybody understands that if you plow and if you make clothing and things, you also be shuvah shalolam. What about business? So the communists, it said business adds nothing to the world, and therefore it's something which should be abolished, and people bought into it. It's funny, there was some Gdol Yisrael, Rav Slopanovich, who also bought into it because the Taina seemed right, but he said the Torah, it's clearly against what the Torah says, and therefore it's wrong. And it proved itself. So they were osik 70 years in Churban Shel Olam, they abolished business, and 70 years it went from bad to worse to unsustainable, because they took business out of the picture. The world works because people buy and trade and sell. There's somebody who wrote an autobiography, and he went on a train through most of Russia. It was on the communists in the 30s and 40s. And like, you know, in one place they had bread but they were missing vegetables, and 25 stops later they had vegetables missing bread. Nobody connected the two. But business is osik v'shul shalolo. So business is a lifeline of the world in the sense that it brings stuff from place to place. And a person who's osik and he finds good schayr and sells it and buys, and that is also a shoshal. Although that profit is belongs to him. And that's why that's what Chesh Mishnah is built on. That's 100% beseder. It's not on beseder. It's good. Now, what about the price? So if there are 5 diamonds in the world and 50 chassanim looking for them, then bidding for it is appropriate. And that's why keeping down prices. That's why making takkanas to keep prices down is a very questionable practice, because it has a value. There's a yotzar shar. Yotzar shar is a halacha. There's a marketplace, and the marketplace determines real value. It's like if for no, it's like if for a whole bunch of things. So supply and demand is a hanhaga of the bria, and it's an emesan haga, and it's a right. So if there are 10 pairs of shoes for every car in the world, so cars worth 10 pairs of shoes. That's the metzias. But there's another eight. I can hoard stuff. So I take the wheat, I keep it my thing, and now there's only one bundle of wheat available. Not because not available, it's because I'm playing around with the market to make money. So that person is machir of the world. Because if there's not enough wheat, then wheat is more expensive, and a poor person doesn't have parnassah. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if I create the lack, that artificial lack, then I'm being Oysa Kurban Shalom. I'm driving up a price unwarrantedly, wrongly, due to many reasons. It's being machiv the world. That's called Zreya Resha. And people, Jews naturally go into business. It's a very Jewish profession. And, you know, it's something which fits us. A person can work and do things with a certain pride in what he's doing, and then the person, the profits of the person are appropriate. The person created things that no one else has. He's extremely good at what he does, and he charges a price for it. And that's extremely that is fine. But when a person goes, so let's say a person's parnassus is a real estate developer. A person goes, he finds lots that are neglected, and he thinks this would be a perfect place for a shopping center, for whatever it is. Because this and that, and he finds investors and convinces them, and finds and builds the right type of thing, and it's very much liach. So besides making money, the person also was also kishul shalom. But if a person buys a little tiny strip of land that he knows they're going to need, and he, by holding on to it, he can extort a price that he wants, because to put in the nail, I need this little piece of land. Then the person be'etzem is a mafkia shah. There's no value to that piece, except that I happen to, you know, I bought a maskein. When a person's ASIC is to drive up prices, then it falls into this rare resha. And you know, these are things that Masel Aleph, only Kodesh Baruch Hu knows. Sometimes this piece is worth, I don't have a chit. Listen, if I have to have a house here, and you happen to need this little piece of land for doing what you have to do, I'm allowed to charge the price the market will demand. I don't have to say, no, you know, Betsim, it's just an inconvenience for you, so I give you a price. I can charge the price I want. But if my ASIC in this world is to find things to drive up prices without any value added to it, then Betsim, Chazal were extraordinary. Chazal spoke very strongly about Mafkiyei Sharim. Mafkiyei Sharim means you're tampering with the market to create an artificial pumping up of stuff. I can tell you an event in Eretz Yisrael. And again, this included two problems, but it comes again and again. There was a bank in Eretz Yisrael that was Haredi. Unfortunately, there were a few of them. They all collapsed, and not for good reasons. Unfortunately, it's something we don't have a chinuch in, and that's what I think is important to talk about. So this was a bank owned by very firm people, and good people. I have to know them. And what they started doing was, they started manipulating the price of the stock of the company, of the bank. The bank itself had stocks. So they encouraged people to buy the stocks for no reason, especially. They pumped up the price. They got more people and kept pumping the price up. Those are things that are very difficult. At some point, you reach Ein Sof, and everything stops at any site. You can't pump up prices. But the etzem, and at one final moment, you collapse and drag down $24-30 million of mostly from people, obviously, and with a lot of chilas. I mean, so it's a long time ago, and the people who had it were broken. I knew them. They never recovered emotionally. They never felt that they were doing something wrong, I think. And when they finally, when the immensity of what they'd done dawned on them, they sat in jail. They just were gone. They were shells. They're shells of people. Walking dead. Not the same people. Terrible tragedy. But I just think. So it's one thing. I build a business, and the business makes money, and people are investing in something that's accomplishing. Then okay, but when all it is really a way to pump up money. It's like a Ponzi scheme. It's besides the unsustainability of it, and the fact that you're a fool if you do the last guy in, which bedarkal you are, but the first guy in. In other words. Is there anything I'm doing here other than by controlling something, I'm pumping up the price? The price, Mafkia Sharm, Chazal said, the Baruch Aleinu is a bracha mechuve kereg Mafkia Sharm. And we need to be able to apply Mafkia Sharm in its full sense. There are no halachas of Mafkia Sharm, really. It's one of these things that's very, very hard to pin down. And it's something which you know, and certainly you can't pin a person down because the person says, what do you mean? This is a great deal, and it has this value, and it's not. Go tell them not like that. But a person, when a person goes off into an oilam amischer, a person needs to ask himself, at the end of the day, do I feel I left the world physically a better place than before? Am I making my money by doing something real, or am I making the money by controlling something and pumping up a price artificially? Just like controlling a price artificially is a disaster, because Yotzah Hashar, Chazal Wakiveh, Yotzah Hashar is an emes, and that's the value of something, is the Yotzah Hashar. The Zroya Resha, Shver Zroya Resha is going on Baruch Aleinu. Our tefillah that we should get Parnasa and Ashrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tefillah that people who are artificially destroying that should disappear. That's part and parcel of that saying. Akapanim, so we saw a few in Yonim here. First of all, Parnasa itself is the ongoing Keshet Rebbe Yisrael. And it's on par with Leida and Misa. We saw the Nekud over here of it having to be Yom Yom and through the Shana Dafka. And this point over here, that the counterpart of it, the obstacle to Parnassah for the world is Zrei Resha, and included the Tefillah Baruch Aleinu is a Tefillah to Shver Zrei Resha. Okay.